This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Senator Chuck Grassley was asked on Friday if a skinny farm bill can be passed before the end of the year. We will hear more from Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Senator Chuck Grassley was asked on Friday if a skinny farm bill can be passed before the end of the year. Grassley says that Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman is working towards that goal.
I believe that Chairman Bozeman is trying to put together a skinny farm bill that gets around the Democrats' demands that we undo all the savings in food stamp fraud that we did in the tax bill this summer. And he's had discussions with me on that.
Grassley expands on the landscape of the Senate and potential passage of the skinny farm bill.
That means that there's probably going to have to be a partisan approach to this, because we can't have states having 25% error rates in food stamps. Now, Iowa's error rate is only about 6%. And Iowa won't be penalized when the penalties go into effect. But that's the reality of a farm bill now in the United States Senate. And so I applaud Bozeman for taking that approach.
On Thursday, stakeholders in the ethanol industry met at the White House to make their case for year-round E15 legislation. Grassley says that is an important step in gaining support from the administration.
So just the news of that meeting and the significance of it is very, very important. And so I'm hoping that we get something out of the White House that the president says he wants these legislation passed, not because it brings certainty to the retailers that are going to have to invest money.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.